Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
He's going to call you back.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and has for you to build the big business. So we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so if you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848. Or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. And so we're about to get deep on today. We're going to get deep. And we're talking about how to build a rock-solid network marketing business. And we were inspired through, of course, we came from the most powerful women in network marketing. And when, you know, Mr. Eric Worre talked about and reminded everyone about the four pillars to network marketing success, and we got to kiss this thing. We got to keep it simple. Somebody, I know a lot of people make things very complicated, and that's because, you know, the amount of income that is possible, the amount of income that you may witness people earn. And when you may be looking at, I know, I don't know about you, but when I looked at, you know, go back and look at my life when I was at overwork hairstylist, what have you, it was a lot of work that went in for just a six-figure income. And so at your first deal, if you're not being trained, which is the key operative word, if you're not being trained, if you're not being exposed, and you're not using or doing a system, then you may believe that for you to scale to a six-figure, multiple six-figure, even seven-figure income, it has to be complicated. And it's the total opposite. This is why most people miss the mark when it comes to being successful in network marketing. And so it's going to be extremely important that you follow what your leaders say who are following a system. And so we're out of Hebrews 13 and 7 on today. Hebrews 13 and 7 on today. And we got to go to the Lord, because when we talk about those four pillars, and you now should have been now not only reviewing, but course correcting, getting on the same page with your system so that you can move into duplication. You're first going to have to learn how to produce, right? Customers and business partners. And then if you're doing that in a systematic way, it's easier to get someone to duplicate, which now you're starting to really build a business. And then on tomorrow, we'll talk about leadership. So I need you to go to the Lord with me today, and we're out of, again, Hebrews 13 and 7. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we thank you. We honor you today because this is the day you've made, and we're so glad and we're joyous we're here in the land of the living. I am just so excited to be here one more again. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being able to serve your people. But it doesn't stop there. Our prayer is unto you as we're making our petitions made known unto you, that there will be a whole host of leaders that will have the heart for you and your people, that they will lay aside anything that they have going on so that they will say, you know what, I want to be equipped. I want to learn. I want to be trained so that I can equip the saints of God to help further your kingdom and do great exploits in your name, not their own. As we're putting aside the idea of looking for the recognition, looking for someone to call our name, and putting as a priority pleasing you. We thank you, Father God, that they are picking up and they're walking in a whole different posture of courage. Not courage for the world, but courage to acknowledge you in all of their ways. As we're doing every work we're doing unto the Lord, let our faith increase and fear decrease. We're thankful, Father God, we're coming against anything that will interrupt, distract, confuse your people. Give them discernment like never before, that they will rightly divide the word of truth and understand that systems are the way. We honor you, we bless you, and want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I need you guys to definitely be patient with me on today. First and foremost, I want to give honor and grace. I'm telling you to my husband, Robert Jackson. It's his birthday on today. God brought him to this earth on today, and he woke up having to serve me. I woke up in excruciating pain and couldn't move, and he was like, okay, we're going to the hospital. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, no. Not right now. I got some stuff to do. It's your birthday. We got stuff planned. No, we're going to die. I was like, no. Let's try some at-home remedies, you know, the Jamaican in me. Let's try some at-home remedies, and I'm grateful that I am definitely not whole, but I am to the point where I am still going to serve. Trust me, it's not life-threatening. If it was, I would be going on, but as I look at that, and I'm saying, wow, look at this here, his birthday, and he's having to serve me and still had to do cake, and I was trying to do breakfast also. He's like, no, not today. So I want you guys to be patient with me as we're doing this, and we're going to keep pushing on. But I want you to hear me on this area for duplication on today. We got to go to the Lord, because you gotta ask yourself several questions on today. And when you're asking yourself, you're looking for the God in you to answer. And you might say, God in me? There are some people that love what we talk about, what have you. They don't even believe in God, and I am not here to convince you of that. Your relationship, as we start talking about that in a minute, your relationship with God and people are your responsibility. It's not mine. My responsibility is to share with you what I've found as a truth. You get to decide for yourself. That is a power that God has given to all of us that no man should ever try to take from anyone. The power of their own decision. Your success is a decision. And so let's go to Hebrews 13:7, because in this standpoint, it should not be to convince you. It should make you curious enough to say, let me pick up my word for myself and hear what the world is not teaching me. And let me make my own decision of the truth. Hebrews 13:7 says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. It does not say imitate the outcome. It says imitate the outcome. It doesn't say imitate what they're wearing. It doesn't say imitate what they're saying or how they say what they say, whatever. Don't try to imitate their personality. It says consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Now, I need you to understand something. Faith without works is dead. So it says, imitate their faith, like whatever they believed it. They believed in something. They believed in the system. They believed in something, and the first system should be God. If you're following anyone that they feel that they're the highest authority in their life, they're not accountable, and that's dangerous. If you see one that they say that, but that's not what they operate in, that's dangerous. Because you got to remember this. As we're working on duplication, the outcome of your life will be determined based off of what you duplicate. Will you 5 years from now still be trying to figure it out when there's already a system that has been figured out? Will you 5 years from now still be leading people astray because you want to do fancy footwork instead of just a simple system? I want you to know that the four pillars, in case you're just coming in for the first time, it says, listen, there should be a simple way of how do you get people to take a look at what you have? How do you promote? Someone doesn't have even a social media following, or they don't even know anything about business. We say, let's start with a list. The list might be people in your family, what have you. It's just a start. You're just practicing to get paid. It just behooves me on why people are even so resistant to even doing that first step. It's just showing you that you have resources that you've not used before. And most people are afraid to tap into that resource. You can practice with those people to get paid. Disconnect from the outcome. Or now we say, now you want to promote. You're promoting whether to those people you know or don't know. And if you now follow the system of promoting, then the close or decision for most part of your prospects would have been made before you even have your first conversation, if you follow how you're supposed to promote. We teach you on promotion and social media that we want you to look like a well-rounded person, a person that could lead them to even other people that would help them be successful, a person who's connected to other people who are successful, a person who is resourceful, a person who's not down and out and depressed, but they're coming out of a hole maybe for themselves and willing to help other people do the same thing. That's just the picture. But the personal development will make that picture true. So you want to get customers and business partners, and then now we're talking about duplication. You've got to practice to get paid, and you also have to start producing or moving towards production before you can truly lead. So when you do your production, you got to ask yourself, however you got something, however you accomplish something, ask yourself this question. This might be what I do, but is this what I want duplicated? All you're doing with duplication is getting your business partners to do a few simple things over a period of time. This is why we have the 7-step success system. Because after you get a person enrolled, we want you to do the same thing that the leaders are doing, so you can continue over time to earn money. If you're in network marketing and your check is going up and down like the craziest roller coaster, there is a lack of duplication. It's an easy fix, guys. It's not difficult. Let's not complicate it, because network marketing is simple. It's the people that are complicated and try to complicate the business. It's not difficult. So now when you start looking at that, you're just leading your team to master a few things. How to find people. Promoting, that's promoting. But now you want to get your customers and your business partners. And then you're saying pretty much the same thing, or you're leading people through the same thing, and the question that you ask in your script is now going to lead your prospect to tell you exactly what they need to know for them to close, or better yet, open a relationship with you. Why would I say open a relationship with you? Because if you are not operating in a system and you don't have the confidence, then they will open the relationship with someone else. Not you. And so this is why you don't want to leave it to chance and you want to use a system. But now, after you get them in, you want to say duplication. I got to enroll them, and then I got to get them started properly, whether you're getting them on your product and services, and then now you want to literally maybe show them how to get into the access, whatever it is they need so that they can stay on board. And then the last part is getting them trained. If you're not having people who are enrolled with you, and then you can't lead them now to getting started properly and getting them trained, there will be a lack of duplication in your business. Simple as that. So are you duplicating what your leaders have spoken to you? Are you duplicating that? So you want to say, is what I'm doing every day something that I want my team to duplicate? Now I'm going to give you a few checkpoints here. How do we get people to say I want to promote, get customers, get business partners? The first thing is the attitude. The attitude about what you're doing. Is that something that you want duplicated? Are you showing people that, you know what, I have faith? The faith of my leaders. Leaders are speaking life into you every day here in our organization. Every day they're speaking life into you. They have to have faith to speak life. They have to have faith to keep going. Are you duplicating the faith with an attitude? Are you edifying? Let me tell you something about edification. Edifying or saying positive things about your company, the opportunity, the people in the company, things like that. Do you understand that that makes you feel better? It increases your attitude. The use of the system to produce. The use of the system to produce. We actually did a strategy session here at my home for a few people. I said, hey, this was impromptu, and a lot of people registered. I had to cut it off because it's during the week. My neighbors, you know, what have you, we didn't give them notice that we were going to be doing like a big deal. So, and the thing is what I needed them to understand is one of the biggest things in network marketing that's missing is relationship. Relationship. Are you duplicating creating relationships? When you enroll a person, remember, you're not closing them, you're opening a relationship. And so we've always say, hey, we close. And most people, that word close means that's the end. You enroll them and that's the end. So we have to begin to say open, which now would say, okay, it may be continuous. Open is you're opening relationships. Do you know some of the basics about your team, the people who are closest to you? Is that important to you? I'm talking about the players, the people who say, you know what, I'm willing to at least trust you enough to do the basics. I'm talking about when you're recruiting them or what have you. Do you have children? Do you have whatever? You've got to make a connection. It needs to be important to you what's important to them. This is just basic family talk. And I get it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you didn't have a strong family. It doesn't matter if you don't have family connections. This is a place where you could learn love. I'm telling you, it will make your business so much more fulfilling. When you have people that quit, you can know that there is a lack of relationship. They have no ties. It doesn't matter if you don't have a tie to the upline. Do you even have a tie to the people who you enrolled with? How could you just quit on them? How could you be just only thinking about yourself to where you don't even want to say, I got to show people it works because it's working for other people, because there's no relationship. You have no connection. You have that edification, and then now you have the attitude. You're going to be willing to say, you know what, people do matter. Their lives matter. Their businesses matter. So that means that I need to up-level my leadership and use the system so other people will have something to follow. And then now, your work ethic, is that something? If someone saw what you did on a day-to-day basis, it's called your DMO, your daily method of operation. Have you put effort in getting it together, or would people say it's a hot mess? What would they say? What would they say? Would you want your team to do what you do? If you look at yesterday for my day, no, I'm not telling everybody that they'll be able to dovetail to that matter. I'm sitting here now, it's a whole new day. So grateful God opened my eyes, but I'm thinking about what all did I do yesterday morning. Oh, okay, I did breakfast, I did the call, I went on to Caden's recital. After recital, came home. Stopped to the store first and went to the grocery and went and picked up also some eats for the team. We came and did the strategy session. After we did the strategy session, I did another more intimate strategy session, left, went to meet Robert. We tag teamed, right? We did a relay with Caden, took Caden to track practice. After track practice, went to my mom's house, did her hair because she's traveling to go see my brother this weekend, and went, you know, do her hair, hugged on her, loved on her, make sure I get me some kisses before my mom leaves, and then came home, and we still had some intimate talks with some of my team. I came in the house, sat down with Robert, him and I had some hubby-wife time, having some deep conversations, and then I woke up in pain. Okay, so new day. In between that, I was sending out replies to text messages to prospects. Huh. I don't think you could do that overnight. No. But where do you start? With the attitude, with edifying what you're doing, and then now using the system, and the work ethic is going to start taking on a life of its own. Where do I get this stamina? Where do I get this excitement? Where do I get this, I don't care what's going on, I'm happy to be alive and I'm going to make every day count? Through personal development and training. I've shared with you guys different things I've gone through, and I've gone all the way to Malaysia, learned about business, discipline, work ethic, teamwork, all sorts of things like that. I've been trained by the best of the best, Dr. Monroe, in leadership. These are things where I stepped outside and invested in myself. Books that I read, when I'm looking at the books in my library, I mean, there were some that they pulled off the shelves, but I have, like, huge bins of books and books and books and books and books. To where even in duplication, I prefer to give people personal development, even for gifts for my team, because I need you to up-level. You can go buy your own self Louis Vuitton. You go buy your own self Chanel. If you have the personal development and training, you'll have more than enough to where whatever it is you see you want, you can go get it. I want you to duplicate the right perspective on success. And I'm not just talking about your monetary success. I'm talking about life. What do you do with the lemons that are served up to you on a regular basis? Because network marketing is full of lemons. Life is full of lemons, not just the business, life. Go back and see all of the disappointments you've had in life. The fact that you woke up again, what you gonna do with it? I tell you what you can do. I tell you what you can duplicate. Show people how to win. Let's open up the call this morning. Let's open up the call this morning. God bless you. Let's open up the call. Come on in the queue, guys, and let's talk about duplication. 480-7725. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you. Nicola Smith Jackson, how are you doing this
morning? How are you?
I am fantastic. First of all, I want you to please, please, please tell your husband I said happy birthday, and please give him some shrimp and grits.
Oh my gosh, he say he don't want no shrimp and grits. He like, I don't know, we going to, he start wrapping me with this ace bandage, and he getting all scared. I said, you getting scared like how you was when we were about to have Kaden, boy. I said, it ain't nothing but my arm is hurt. He like, we got to call an ambulance. I said, the ambulance? You are so extra, child. So extra. I'm like, I cannot with you, okay. That's what I'm talking about. You're not a machine. You're not. I said, listen, stop it, okay? Stop it. And then Kaden wakes up and says, Ma, why didn't you marry a Jamaican? Why didn't you marry a Jamaican? Dad should have been a Jamaican. Why didn't you marry a Jamaican? Oh, gosh. All kinds of stuff going on in Miss Jackson house today. Crazy. Okay.
I wanted to thank you for duplication and putting the process in place. Number one, it is 2 days away again from me doing this full time, and I'm so excited. I have an agent out in Washington that every time he calls me, he knows exactly what to expect. He knows exactly what he needs to do. And sometimes he'll even say, hey, Jason, I was thinking about doing this, but it's not okay. You want me to do this, right? And I said, yes, follow the system.
That's right.
All you have to do is follow the system, and the system will work for you. And that's why I have a text, a long text from my wife. She was saying that just in her, she was sitting in her office, and she says, from the time I started to the time we are now, we're in a different place. She is so confident that I'm going to be successful in this business. She can't wait for the expectations, for the things that are going to happen. You know, and yesterday I did my postings. I'm putting a strategy session because I'm going to be putting a video together to do some marketing, and I met with another business partner. And just my life now is so completely different. And just like you said, with my checks were going up and down like an insane roller coaster. But because I have implemented making sure that duplication is in everything that I do, things are starting to move forward. My checks are
mm-hmm.
going up. My team
mm-hmm.
has more energy. They're starting to be more focused. The clouds are clearing. I'm starting to have more clarification on what I say, more confident in how I come across when people ask me different questions about my back office, about how training is, or about this question or that question. And it's like I see myself becoming the person in my mind that I saw myself being a year ago. You know, and it's just like, man, I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for the leader. I thank God for everything, because if it wasn't for you just saying yes so many years ago and duplicating the system and making sure that the people that already were under you coming to me, I would not be where I am today, and I would not have this opportunity. I would still be miserable at my job. Looking at those awards more, they were like looking like pinnacles and looking like pyramids, but to me they look more like knives stabbing me in the back, poking me in my eye, making fun of me.
Oh, mercy, Jason. Oh, King, I tell you, you like, and you know, you said so you had to trick your mind into certain things so you can move forward to say, you know what, I don't want that. That's not
right.
enough for me 5 years from now. I don't want to be looking
right.
at that 5 years or 10 years from now. And that's
mm-hmm.
that's powerful with your decision that you've decided to become successful. And I just want you to know, and like I tell everyone, that when they're making that transition from being an employee to full-time entrepreneur, you make sure that you have, number one, you have some reserves. You have some reserves because, you know, business, the reality is business, becomes more predictable with system. So you got to get stronger with the system. This is why I am so rigid with the system, because I know that it will breed success over time. And then the
yep.
next thing is that you've got to get be prepared for the unexpected. There will be unexpected things that happen, so make sure you and your family have the reserves and make sure that you go even harder. Replace that time,
mm-hmm.
not with downtime. Don't reward yourself with downtime in your transition. Replace the hours that you were building someone else's dream to truly build your own dream. You're the architect right now of this dream. God is going to give you the vision. And this is why the first place I start with is God, because whatever I don't say, whatever I miss, then if you have that relationship with God, he's going to whisper it to you, or it's going to come through some other vessel.
Yes.
So you stay strong.
And
you
I'm
make
preparing
sure you
go
hard in your family,
too.
Jason. That's right. You go out there, and if people ain't saying you crazy, you ain't working hard enough. If they ain't saying she kind of crazy, he kind of crazy, then you ain't working hard enough. Okay? You ain't working hard enough.
Okay.
Wow. God bless you, King. Thank you so much. Thank you. 864, last four, 6595. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. I was calling in. I've been listening to you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Lisa Ramos from Greenwood, South Carolina. And I've been listening to you almost every day during the week. And yesterday was an eye-opener for me. I had stepped outside of my shell. I'm a new agent. And so I stepped outside of my shell and outside of my comfort zone yesterday. I was getting my phone fixed at the Apple store. And I decided to go ahead and present or make good of the opportunity while I was already out to someone else. And then I realized what I'd done wrong. I got caught up in my mindset of where I want to be versus serving. And so I immediately knew where I went wrong. And at that point, I felt like there was no way to turn it around. Fixing it. And so I kind of just, we continued with the conversation, but I didn't go any further in presenting the business because I could tell I had lost her interest.
Well, this is what you can do in that type of situation, right? This is why training is so important. This is why anyone who says, I want to be serious, they must attend is all the trainings that they qualify for. You must attend everything you qualify for because you're going to turn into the person. You're going to become the person that will attract who it is you want. And so one of the things is let's say, for instance, you did get off track. Let me give you a solution, right, because I am a results coach. I am all about results. And in this standpoint, at the end of the day, you can say, you know what? Let's say you felt like, okay, I saw where I lost them. Well, that's because you didn't know. You didn't say what you should have said to find them, to identify
right.
What are they interested in. What are they up to, right? And so
right.
At the end of the day, what you can easily say was this, Lisa. Hey, you know what? Listen, what we do is definitely not for everyone. Everything is not even for everyone. But I stopped you or whatever because whatever that compliment you gave them, hopefully you did open up with that compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or you opened up with, hey, you might know someone who'd appreciate what I do. If you opened up with either one of those are our cold prospecting scripts. If you opened up with the compliment for them or you opened up with, hey, you may know someone, may I give you my business card, you may know someone who'd appreciate what I do, and you do the pause. Right? And they ask, what do you do? I help people get excellent credit. Either one it is, you could have said, hey, you know what? I know everything's not for everyone. But let's stay connected, you know, because typically most people will find someone that would need me, you know, and it may not even be you. And that's okay. I'm just out here. We just, you know, it was cool to meet you. And you give them another compliment. And say, let's just stay connected, you know. If they don't even want to stay connected, then you keep moving. You got to disconnect. It wasn't your best friend. It wasn't your grandma. It wasn't your mama. Let them go. Because even for my business, if it was my grandma or my mama, that's not going to change them being my grandma or my mama, but they don't have to be my business partner.
Right.
So your perspective will change your posture.
Okay.
changes your posture. And so what you want to understand is, hey, you could have always got that back. And I'm going to give you one other little thing here as we finish up. Yesterday, we had the little strategy session, and we had one of the leaders who came in, and we were talking about, you know, the proper way to prospect and connect and listening to what the person has. And this is, I think it's really noted. And for those, I know you got to probably go, but this is something I think that you want to hang on for and hear. And the young lady, she was able to say, you know, hey, I had someone, and they were they said they reached out to me because they were going to be a customer, but they also had some other businesses going on, what have you, which tells me she must have asked the right questions and gotten enough information about the person. They are also in another business that's similar to building network marketing. And after they saw, you know, after they were introduced to being, you know, the customer, which that's where it should have stopped because that was the primary reason, they tried to do the upsell into the business opportunity, and then now they got the pushback, let me go ask my husband. So we do know that that is typically, for most people, an excuse. For most people, an excuse because all ladies and gentlemen do things without their spouse. He's like, oh, no, I don't. Stop it already. I've been married now 13 years, been with Robert 15 years. And when I decided I wanted to get my credit restored, that's not something I got permission from my husband for because I know that I would be a better asset to my union. But now going into the business, the husband would easily probably say, you're not even successful at this other business. Because if she was, she wouldn't even be opening up for herself to whatever it is. Get them in the service or get them what they ask for first and then let them know there's an opportunity to upgrade later on if it fits. You can do what is called drop a seed. Get them first. You got to find out what they want and you give them that first. Because you're risking, especially if you're not super seasoned in this area, you're risking losing the whole opportunity. So she went back and she let her know, hey, it's okay if you just want to be a customer, and she was able to recruit the lady as a customer. Listen to the person and give them what they need, not what you want. Listen to the prospect, whether it's for a business partner. Give them what they need and not what you want. You'll open more relationships instead of closing more doors. I love you guys. God bless you.